We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
We had created this amazing experience in our stores, and there was a big opportunity to extend that outside the store and be part of her life and engage in her life and make it convenient for her to engage with Drybar, quite frankly, you know, when she wasn't just already booking her blowout. So we have just in the last several months really put a big focus on connecting with her via mobile and putting the right tools and technology in place to be able to do that.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. With more than 100 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, Drybar has taken a novel idea, a salon that just offers blowouts, and made it a thriving model for great customer experiences. Today, we're speaking to Sarah Hoffman, Chief Marketing Officer at Drybar, about how to build great customer experiences. And I'm very fortunate today to have my co-host and my friend, Martine Reardon. Martine, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Thanks, Bill. Happy to be here.
Martine, so, you know, you've been working with the NRF post. What did you do before?
I was the chief marketing officer for Macy's.
That's exactly right. I read about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for co-hosting. We're very, very excited to have Sarah with us. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad that you're here. So tell us a little bit about Sarah Hoffman, Chief Marketing Officer, Drybar. Where did you get your start?
Yeah, so I have a bit of an interesting path. I'll probably be the first Chief Marketing Officer that you meet that started their career as an accountant.
Really?
Yes, but even though I had early roots in finance, I always had a huge, huge passion for retail and for consumer brands, and saw the opportunity to take that left brain, right brain approach, which really informs a lot about how I think about marketing today, and apply that to building brands. So I was able to go on and do that at some pretty iconic, amazing brands, including Converse and Cole Haan and J.Crew.
Oh, great.
Before I came to Drybar.
So Drybar, tell us about the Drybar concept. Tell us about Drybar.
Drybar really came on the scene as a disruptor in beauty and hair care, but in a positive way. We identified this niche and opportunity where, you know, from listening to a lot of women's feedback about their hair experience, which mostly when you would go to the salon, you know, to get your hair cut and color, you wouldn't really get the blowout until the end of that appointment. And you'd leave feeling amazing and confident, but you didn't get that again until you had to go back and get that full experience.
Right.
So Drybar identified that and was able to fill that need and be able to do it in a way that was very experience-based, but also high quality around the service of what you were getting in that blowout and literally creating that category of blowout.
So was it, when you say it was a disruptor, I mean, somebody one day said, you know what would be a really great idea is if that we created this product, this opportunity, this experience for women. How long ago was that?
It's a little about 9.5 years ago, actually.
Really?
And I have that on top of mind because we're coming up on our 10-year, which is, we're all talking about, as a huge, huge milestone for the brand.
For sure.
But it was really back to our initial founders, Allie Webb and her brother, Michael Landau. And Allie, you know, was a stylist, an amazing stylist, and, you know, had left the business to go have a family. And then, you know, came back in and had a lot of friends who wanted them to style her hair. So she started traveling around and doing that and realizing that, as I said before, there was this huge need in the hair care and beauty market to create the blowout business that didn't exist.
Right.
And so they went on to actually, you know, form it, have a great market position, and put it in place and build this amazing experience around it that is part of what Drybar has become today.
And look, I'll tell you, I'm one of your biggest fans and very devoted. And I actually made sure I live right where there is a Drybar really close to my home because the experience is really it. So When you think about what you have all created for this experience, tell me how you really thought about it, why it was important, and how the customer is really experiencing it when she's there.
Yeah, I think the big thing is we cater to all women of all ages, of all hair types. So, and we want to be aspirational and accessible to all of them too, and how we can integrate into their lives. And that could mean going to dry bar before a big meeting. Like I was, constantly doing that, as well as, a girl's night out or going to a special occasion, or maybe your wedding. And so, the experience around it really is to make sure you're getting that amazing blowout, but, that you can kind of step out of from whatever you're doing and the busyness of your life and come into dry bar and not only know you're going to have great service, a great interaction with your stylist, but watch a chick flick, work on your computer, have a glass of wine, have a glass of champagne, that whole experience that goes with it in that 45 minutes that is really about you. And then leaving feeling, much more confident and empowered than, maybe when you came in.
And I love what you said earlier that the experience itself is the blowout, where prior to a dry bar, you're going and you're getting your hair cut and colored. And then the blow dry was sort of the last piece of it. And you've already been there for a period of time. And the experience isn't always great when you're getting cut, but, So what I think you've done so well is you really have created that experience for that consumer. We're in a digital age now. And, probably a big part of your job as the chief marketing officer is to be able to create this relationship with your consumer. And obviously mobile plays a really big role in that. So tell us a little bit about how you're using mobile to maintain that relationship with your consumer.
Yeah, so in the time I've been at Dry Bar, actually one of my big focuses was, coming in and really getting to know and understanding our customer. Again, we had created this amazing experience in our stores, and there was a big opportunity to extend that outside the store and be part of her life and engage in her life and make it convenient for her to engage with Dry Bar, quite frankly, when she wasn't just already booking her blowout. So we have just in the last several months really put a big focus on connecting with her via mobile and putting the right tools and technology in place to be able to do that. One of our key unlocks after studying our customers for a while was really to be able to, what I like to refer to is kind of make sure we're treating her like our BFF. And if you think about your BFF, you're always there for her at the right time and the right place. We needed to be that for her. And so location was really a great way for us to do that. And so now we're able to communicate with our customers on a mobile basis, whether she's entered Dry Bar or, she might be at the gym or she might be traveling, and make sure we stay top of mind. And as I said before, convenient for her to engage, whether it's to book her next appointment, purchase products online, and have Dry Bar be part of her life in a bigger way.
No, I think part of it is the relationships that you build with people. So if you're in New York City and you have this place where you go, you know the people there. It's a great experience. How do you translate that from New York City and I've got a meeting in LA and I'm gonna go to the Dry Bar? Am I going to have the same experience I had in New York at the same level of comfort? I would assume that has something to do with culture and the people that you employ and train.
Absolutely. We are very proud of, and it's one of the things I'm most proud of and attracted me to Dry Bar is our company values and personality. And we live by that in our support center back in California, all the way through every single stylist that we hire in our stores. And that is something from day one that has been paramount and really is, I'd say, the foundation of our brand. So that is the amazing part. And we've been able to scale it to over 100 stores now that if you go to New York, you are going to have that same experience and that one-on-one human connection, which is so important with your stylists, that you will if you go visit a store in LA. And everybody receives the same level of training or all part of this bigger culture and personality that we have that is so much the part of Drybar that we know or why all of our customers keep coming back.
You know, I'm sorry. I told you that you were going to probably ask most of the questions because you know the business so well.
Yes, you did.
And here I go.
Yes, you go ahead.
I apologize. So I'm just going to keep it simple. Experiential. Everybody talks about experiential. So how do you make this a unique experience for the customer?
So I'd say the experience as it stands today is unique from pretty much any other retailer. And, you know, we do that with some of the things I mentioned before. It's not only coming in and making sure that you know that you are going to have a great experience with your blowout, but being able to connect with her at the other touch points in our store, whether it's, you know, you come in and you want to have a glass of wine and, or you want to come in and watch a movie, or you want to listen to our music and all the pieces that go with it. And so one of the things we're now doing to continue to keep that fresh, make sure we're always relevant and current. There's a lot of different strategies we're deploying, but one of the ones that has been the most fun and really engaged with our customers is tapping into our TV screens that we play movies in a bigger way. And so how we're doing that is we've been partnering with some of the biggest movie studios from Universal to Amazon to Netflix, who know how important this audience of women is, particularly when they're premiering new content or new movies. And so they will actually come to us when they're launching, and we always look if it's something that's on brand and relevant. But then in return, our customers get free blowouts. Oh, so, nice. You know, they get the audience, they get the feedback, and our customers get something in return. So it's really a win-win.
For sure.
I'm telling you, whenever we communicate these to our customers for booking, they book up like within a minute. And people love it because, you know, it's that exclusive experience, but it's all about the content that's relevant to them.
Right.
That maybe they might not have time to watch unless they came in and they were getting their blowout. So Right. It's pretty cool.
That's way cool.
So there are there are many great things I love about your brand and what you've been able to do with the brand. And some of it really has to do with collaborations like what you've just described. But it's also where you've created product. And it's not just about the blow dry. So it's about the tools and it's about some of the shampoos and the conditioners. And then you've also managed to collaborate with other stores who are selling that product for you. So tell me how you did that. I mean, in a world, in this wonderful marketing world that you and I have lived in and grown up in, you know, data has become a great tool for us. So love to know how you were thinking about how did the data inform the product choices? How did that inform then those collaborations that you have with Bloomingdale's and H&M and so on and so forth?
Yeah, so the product is a big part of our business, you know, and the reason it's important is, you know, you may not be able to always go to a dry bar or have a dry bar in your city. And so the product line that we've created, which is now award-winning on many levels from, as you said, all of our hot tools, you know, and then we have a range of other products that are styling, cleansing products, you know, really enable our customer to then, you know, what we coined, craft that perfect blowout at home. And so when I think about that from a marketing perspective, we also look at it holistically too. Whenever we're launching a new product, you know, we're doing that very thoughtfully and strategically based on feedback from our customers, but also feedback from the 4,000 professionally trained stylists that we have and in close partnership with our key retailers, as you mentioned. And so the product itself is a core part of our brand on every level. It's part of the service, and it's also something that we work hard to create content for our customers who may not be able to come into a dry bar, but can purchase the product and still get that great experience at home. And that goes all the way through. You know, we often coin our products are, you know, a party on the outside, but serious on the inside. You know, everything is named after a cocktail, just like all the services in our stores. And so it's really, really a fundamental part of our business. And the retailers we work with view it the same way. It's a great partnership.
I'd like to think I'm a party on the outside and serious on the inside.
You definitely are, Bill. There's no question in my mind about that. Just one more one more thought that... So obviously, I am one of your consumers and I love the experience at Drybar. I'm starting to get a lot more communications from you that's more personalized to me. So tell me about why you think that's important.
Well, first, I'm glad you've noticed that.
That's
great to hear. Yeah, that's also been part of the expansion of our marketing that I referred to earlier. Some key components of that are, you know, in the past, we were largely relying on, and it was a significant amount of information we had about, you know, the appointments that our customers had or their what they've purchased online or in store. Now we're really trying to make sure we also know about her hair. You know, what type of hair does she have? What are her hair concerns? How can we then market to her in that more personalized way that you noticed, but also pull that back into our product innovation? So we're building products that are going to continue to engage her in the brand. That's a big opportunity going back to, we have this amazing in-store experience. We want to complement that out of store too. And we can do that by making sure that she knows that we know her, you know, we understand her. And it gets back to what I said about really being her BFF, you know, and that, you know, we're going to market to her in a very personalized and targeted way that's going to be, you know, a way she can incorporate Drybar into her everyday life.
Who is, besides Martine, what is the typical, if there is such a thing as a typical Drybar customer, somebody that is, that as you think about introducing the products, as you think about the experience, who is this being done for?
So that's the great thing about the brand. We literally cater to all women. I like to say, you know, you could come to Drybar if you're 7, 17, 37, or 70, and we will have something for you. All hair types, you know, everybody for all those different needs. We certainly have different focuses and segments of people within that. But, you know, part of our brand and the great thing about it is being able to have that platform for all women and be able to empower them for whatever reason is that they're coming to Drybar and make sure we appeal to all those different groups of women based on, you know, the different parts or stages they are in their life.
I would think that would be one of the greatest challenges. I mean, to be relevant to all of those different demographics of women and to stay relevant so that you're not only getting that customer in, but you're keeping them in, no matter where they're coming from, their age, their social background, their professional status in life, or whatever it is. How do you find that? Is it word of mouth? Are y'all doing a lot in terms of the digital space, geofencing, geofarming, that kind of stuff?
A lot of Drybar was built organically. Right. You know, there's a lot of awareness for the brand. I think because of its accessibility, and also it's a way for, you know, women to really engage in a community that you can't find in any other brand. One of the things I'm most proud of what we've built is our 2 million plus customers, 4,000 stylists, social media followers, influencers that have created this amazing community of women. And now we are focused on, you know, making sure that we're talking to them in the right channels, right, and the right places.
Right. Just a quick question. So I'm going to bring this back to Sarah. So you've had a lot of different experiences. When you started out, were you like, I'm in retail, this is where I'm going, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to be, and someday I'll be CMO of Drybar? How did you get to where you are today? I mean, I should tell you, I mean, a lot of our listeners are students. Mm-hmm. And they're interested in retail. They love retail. They want a career in retail. What would you tell them? How can they be as successful as you have been?
Especially if you're going to pursue the path of marketing in retail, that big opportunity is you don't have to get there via the traditional route. I strongly recommend, and it has served my background well, to kind of get that analytical experience under your belt, as well as the brand experience too. Right. And for me, you know, I always had my sights set on retail and consumer brands. And I always wanted to work for brands that personally I was passionate about, which I've been lucky to do, whether it was Converse, I love the Chuck. J. Crew, I still wear their clothes today, Cole Haan, you know, and the other brands that I've experienced as well. It's personal for me. And when it's personal, you know, it also helps you really understand from a consumer lens,
right.
Which would be my other point is, you know, you can go into probably any industry of retail and, you know, be able to craft that kind of, that impact that marketing can have that I can see as a bigger growth driver, both through customer as well as revenue, and using that strength behind the analytical and the brand side to do that.
Right.
To answer the other part of your question, I was always a Drybar fan, which was interesting because when it first came to New York City, which I lived in previously, I immediately became a Barfly member. And not only that, it was also personal for me, even though I didn't work for the company yet, because I had always been a blowout person, like a blowout junkie, I would say is what we like to call it. You know, especially when I traveled anywhere overseas, I always knew that if I sought out a blowout, it would give you that extra boost of confidence.
Sure.
When Drybar actually came to be, I was like, this is amazing. You know, it wasn't until years later where the CMO opportunity came up. But when it did, it was literally, and I know, you know, people say this, but I'm not joking, it was a dream job for me. Because it had this amazing brand, you know, as you were saying, you know, not only amazing services, but amazing products, which I had largely worked in product businesses. And this experiential retail, which is kind of the nut to crack to be able to win in retail right now. And on top of it, this, you know, huge amount of information about our customers that, you know, we could still tap into in some of the ways you asked about too, you know, on a more personalized, right. You know, mobile basis, you know, location basis. And so, you know, all of those things, you know, really came together for me. And, you know, if you're going to be CMO anywhere, like Drybar is the brand to do it because I feel very lucky we have all those pieces to tap into.
So I have one more question for you. What's the best piece of advice you were given when you started out in the business, in the marketing side? And what would you offer to somebody today just starting out? Maybe already has this view that they want to get into marketing. What would you tell them?
First of all, I don't think anybody gave me any recommendations on marketing. It's funny because I think people still say today, I remember you started in finance. And now like a CMO, how did that ever happen? And I'm like, well, that's the ticket. You know, again, I think it comes back to if you want to pursue marketing, make sure you get the experience on both the analytical and data side and the brand side. You know, you might start in a completely different career path. I guess my biggest piece of advice is don't think that you just have to go get that marketing job to be able to become a CMO. I think modern marketers and modern CMOs, brands and companies, they're looking for very different skill sets. And quite honestly, it's also, I found a challenge and a great opportunity because, you know, people expect a CMO to be that creative thinker. They also expect you to be that analytical thinker. And then, you know, you're also responsible for driving revenue too and that bigger vision. My other thing I would say is, you know, be open to being able to think about things differently and have those different experiences because I think that's what that CMO role has really become and is, you know, what the future of, you know, these positions are going to be effective in organizations. And then the last thing, just piece of advice that's unrelated to marketing, which is something I'm very focused on now, is definitely find those mentors early on, whether it's that CMO that you want to be or something else, and learn from them. I feel very fortunate that I had a lot of people like that in my life that kind of shaped how I wanted to get to where I was today. And now fast forward, you know, I'm in the position where I'm very grateful for that, but really try to pay it forward every day to mentor people who want to come up in it too.
Great advice.
Connect with those people, build those relationships, and you might find it could be a CEO or a head of retail stores, but they're going to give you that kind of wisdom and experience to help you on the marketing path.
You know, I think especially in retail, because retailers are so passionate about what they do and the people they impact, that they're great to tap into for knowledge and expertise, and they're always happy to help out.
Yep.
So, Sarah, we're running out of time, but we do have a part of the program that is called Rapid Response.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So we're going to ask you a question, and you're just going to say what comes front of mind. You're not going to think about it, and I promise it's not going to be hard. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. Martine, start us off.
What's your favorite splurge item?
A handbag.
Oh, I love that one. Wow.
Me, beer. What's the one thing that's always in your refrigerator?
Sparkling water.
Favorite movie?
Better Off Dead.
Oh, good one. Must-see TV. What is that for you?
Bull.
Would you vacation at the beach or in the mountains?
The beach.
If you could go back to school again, what would you go back and learn?
I'd want to be a newscaster or journalism, I guess.
I like that one. Thank you. Shout out for the journalism majors. And then the last thing that I'd like to know is, what is your favorite dry bar product?
My favorite dry bar product by far is a product we just launched called Detox Clear. I live and rely on it basically every day. I have almost every dry bar product in my bag, but that gets me through. I can get one blowout and I can survive a whole week.
That's
fantastic. If I can't get back.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much for being a guest on Retail Gets Real. This has been fascinating. I've enjoyed it immensely. Martine?
This is my lifelong dream, was to sit next to the chief marketing officer of Drybar. Wow. One of my favorite brands.
Thank you so much.
Well, and thank you, Martine, for being our co-host today.
Thanks for having me. I loved it.
Sarah, thanks for being here with Retail Gets Real. And if you want to know more about this episode or past episodes of Retail Gets Real, make sure that you go to our website, retailgetsreal.com. And if people want to learn more about Drybar, where do they go, Sarah?
If you want to learn more about Drybar, go to drybar.com.
And if you want to give us some examples or some ideas about future episodes of Retail Gets Real, you can do that by getting in touch with us at podcast@nrf.com. Martine, Sarah, have a great day. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.